Amen. Yeah, just be, we need to all thank him for that. Truly, victory belongs to Jesus. No matter how hard we try to figure it out, victory belongs to him. And that's good news. Our victory belongs to our Lord and our Savior. Sometimes we struggle, try to figure things out for ourselves, but victory belongs to him. So we thank God for Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, our helper, our shield, our rock, our comforter, our way maker, our God. Lord, we come again on a Sunday morning, God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, God. Grateful, God, for the breath of life. Grateful, God, that you thought we were worth saving, God. So we say thank you, Lord Jesus. God, thank you for forgiveness of sin. And we confess right now that if there be anything in any of us, God, that you would forgive us, God, and create in each one of us clean and righteous hearts, Lord God. God, we just thank you, God, for your grace. And we, God, we thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your peace, God. God, we have come as believers this morning, God, seeking your will and your way and your word, Lord God. So meet the needs of your people that are gathered here this day, God. Heal, empower, deliver, convict. Lord, let us be the people of God that you've created us to be, Lord God. And God, we thank you, Lord God, as you move through this sanctuary this morning. God, we've come, some have come with troubled minds and heavy hearts, Lord God, sweep through this sanctuary. Let your Holy Spirit now just breathe on them, Lord God, a spirit of peace and joy as only you can, Lord God. Move, Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit. God, if there be anything in me that's not like you, Lord, take it away right now. In the name of Jesus, God, whatever you give me this day for your people, God, I will stand here boldly and declare. So, Holy Spirit, move right now. Move, Holy Spirit, right now. Hallelujah. Move, Holy Spirit. Let your power, your glory, your presence, your anointing be felt throughout this building. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We praise you. We worship you, God. We lift up your name, God. God, we bless your holy name. God, you're great and greatly to be praised. Someone said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Our message this morning is from the Gospel according to John. Minister Jeff read from the Gospel of Luke, and this is how John pens it in the 20th chapter of St. John. This is the third Sunday of Easter and Resurrection, and we continue the Easter and resurrection story this morning. as written in the 20th chapter of St. John, starting with the 24th verse. And if you're able, I ask that you stand in reverence to God's holy word. Thank you, God, for your word, and God, thank you for the spirit that's in this place, God. The gospel according to John chapter 20, starting with verse 24. And this morning, I will be reading from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. And this is how it reads. But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hand and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was there with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. We continue the story of resurrection this morning. And church, I am just so excited in my spirit. I don't know. I feel like what Jeremiah said is fire shut up in my bones. So I don't know what God is going to do this morning, but God, have your way. God, use me any way you see fit. And he's given us this title, which is one word for our church, because God knows us better than we know ourselves. And he said, "Tell abundant life," and anyone that is present on April 15th, 2018, to believe. Believe. Just that, hold on to that one word, believe. 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 At Abundant Life, as you know, Sunday mornings is a day that we have set aside to praise, to worship, and to thank our God, and to dance, to clap our hands, and thank God for all he's done. And just because we believe who he is, we come and we celebrate him on Sunday mornings. And when we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us, many of us cry out, "Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving us." So I'm going to take a moment and make it personal. When I look back over my life and I think things over, God, I am so grateful for my journey, and I thank him for always making a way out of no way. I don't know whether anybody has experienced that this morning, but he is a way maker. He makes a way out of no way. Oftentimes when we have given up God steps in and make a way out of no way. I don't know whether you have a testimony this morning, but I have been on this journey with God a mighty long time, and I know that he will step in the middle of our mess and give us a message that we can tell somebody about the goodness of our Lord and our Savior. I don't know, God, why you got this spirit of praise falling on me right now, but I just want to praise God for one more day. I just want to praise God for my journey. Hallelujah. So we know that Sunday morning is a time God sends a relevant message to the church, a message that will empower us and encourage us, a message that will help us go on and get through another week, God, so we sit this morning with great expectation as you give us this one word, believe. Believe, church. I don't know who that's for this morning, but God is saying, believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just try to slow down because I got a spirit of running right now. I got a spirit of shouting and a spirit of dance. And I don't know where you are, but see, I believe that that spirit is when it's time to do war, you all. Because when the spirit of praise go up, the blessings rain down. And I just believe somebody in this place needs a blessing this morning. So God, help me hold my mule because I want to do war right now. Because no weapon formed against our church and against our people shall prosper, Lord God. So God, help me hold my mule so I can preach this message. God said to someone, all you have to do is believe. Believe. Hallelujah. Come on, Holy Spirit, help me calm down. Because I believe there's a spirit floating through here of sadness. Somebody is discouraged this morning, and somebody is going through this morning. But God say, believe. Believe in my word. Believe in Jesus the Christ. Believe that victory belongs to Jesus. Hallelujah, God, help me. Help me, God. I've shared with you all many times before that I had this professor by the name of Dr. Courtright Davis, and he taught me something that I hold on to, and it's so critical in my life. He taught me the highest level of your faith is belief. He said that people know the word and people read the word. Satan knows the word. The enemy knows the word. But it is when you believe the word that it will make all the difference in your life. So God is saying to someone, believe in me. Believe in my word. It is not enough for you just to recite it, but you must get it deep down in your heart. And you must believe this thing. We must believe this word. We all recite, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. We say it, we recite it, but do you believe it? Do you believe it? I know somebody's saying, we know that, Pastor, that's the basic principles of our faith. But God is asking us this morning, church, do you really believe? Are you living a life that represents me, that show that you believe my word and that you believe me? Really? God is taking us back to a familiar passage for our own benefit. Hallelujah. Talking about doubting Thomas. So, church, don't assume that you know all that you need to know about doubting Thomas and this passage of Scripture. Too often, because we say we have read it before, we shut down on God when God can use the old same word and make a difference in your life. So I ask now that you open your spiritual ears. Don't you assume that you know what God is going to say this morning, because I don't even know what God is going to say this morning. But he knows what we need. He knows what we're going through. He knows how we're feeling right about now. So I believe he sent a word for the church this morning through this gospel writer, John. See, we know about John. We've talked about John. We believe that John walked and he talked with Jesus. So God said, continue the resurrection story from first Sunday. We celebrated. We raised our hands. We thank God for Jesus on first Sunday. But God said, walk the people back. Walk the people back until they understand what I did on that cross and what I did when I raised Jesus from the dead. He said, it's time for the people of God to understand that they are truly forgiven and believe it. Hallelujah. That their families can be made whole because of the resurrection, and they must believe it. They must walk around with their heads up high, being encouraged because of the resurrection, but they must believe it. Somebody said that the church is no longer acting like the church because they are not following the message of God. I asked you this morning, do you believe your Bible, and are you behaving as a believer of this word? See, God knows what we need. We get ourselves into situations and wonder, why are we following the word of God? Really? Hallelujah. This is God. This is not me. I'm not trying to beat you up. But what I want from everyone under the sound of my voice is to be whole, to be healed, to be delivered, so we can go out and be the difference where so many people are dying, you all. So the church, Abundant Life, we have to get this thing right. So we go to this scripture, 24th verse of chapter 20. When the other disciples tell Thomas, Thomas, we've seen the Lord. Has anybody ever told you that I've experienced the Lord? I've had an encounter with God. But Thomas said, yeah, right. I won't believe it until I see for myself the nail marks. See, I don't believe that Thomas did not believe in Jesus. I believe he did not believe his disciples. That's what I'm thinking. Thomas said, okay, you've seen Jesus, but I need an encounter for myself. See, we can't live on other people's testimonies, you all. You have to experience God for yourself. And that's all Thomas was saying. You all have seen him, but I need that experience for myself. The Bible tells us that Jesus shows up again 1 week later. Disciples locked down in fear. But Jesus goes right through the door and says, peace be with you. See, he knew the positions of the disciples. He knew that they were fearful. So he spoke fear to them. See, Jesus knew about Thomas' unbelief. So he said, Thomas, here I am. check out my hands, check out my side. But the Bible doesn't tell us what Thomas did. It doesn't tell us what Thomas even touched Jesus. It just says, Thomas said, my Lord and my God. He said, that's all I needed. I just needed an encounter with Jesus for myself. My Lord and my God. Have you ever been there? God, I'm going through and I know what other people saying about you. But God, I need an encounter for myself, God. I need to feel your peace for myself, God. I need, God, to you to shine on me, God. I need my own relationships. Mama can't do it. Daddy can't do it. God, help me. God, help me. You ever been there before? Hallelujah. And Jesus said, because you've seen me, Thomas, you believe. Blessed are those that haven't seen me and that will believe. That's us. Blessed are us. Blessed we are because we haven't seen him, but we believe it. So that's why God said to the church this morning, you all have to be, hold on to that. You must believe for yourself. You can't do it for anybody else, and they can't do it for you. You must believe it. So what do you believe about your God? I'm not going to take much time this morning because I just want to dance for the Lord. Because, see, I feel that Satan wants our church, you all. Satan wants to divide our church, you all. But we know a God who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we give you. Ask or think, people of God. He loves us. The Bible says he proves this. That while we were still sinners, he died for us. That's love, people of God. Hallelujah. So, church, God is saying to us, we do not have to be defeated. He did it all when Jesus was on that cross and when he got up. He said, Jesus got up and said, it is finished. It is finished, Jesus said. I have finished my work for you. Now you can go declare my word and tell the people it is finished. If you are depressed this morning, God is saying, it is finished. I have done all that I am going to do. It is finished, but you must believe it. Come on, Holy Spirit, help me get back. I'm so far away, so I'm just going to go and close this thing out. People of God, you do not have to be defeated. If you are struggling this morning with any addiction, God is saying to you, it is finished. I did it all on the cross, and when I got up with all power in my hand, it is finished. If you're depressed, if you're lonely, whatever is going on with your life, I don't know your story, but God said, it is finished. You must believe. I did it all on that cross for you that you may be whole and healed. It is finished. I don't know your story, what you may be going through, but God said, it is finished. Sickness in your body, if you believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is finished. You call out whatever you're going through, and in the name of Jesus, I declare it is finished. We just have to believe, church. That's all God is saying. You must believe that it's over. Financial problems, in the name of Jesus, I declare it is finished. Marital problems, in the name of Jesus, we declare it is finished. Hallelujah, God. But you must believe it. If you don't believe this word, nothing is going to move for you. You must believing. Sick and tired of weeping every night. In the name of Jesus, we declare it is. God sent Jesus that we may be victorious. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are more than conquerors through him who strengthened us. But we have to believe it. Too many Christians do not believe the word. They're acting and walking around like the world with their heads down. But when you get in that relationship and get belief in your heart, you're ready to do war. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face, then I will hear from heaven. Then I will heal their land. It is finished, people of God. It is finished. No more weeping and wailing. It is finished. No more depression. No more crying, people of God. It is finished. He did it all. God is not going to do anything else. But you must believe it. God is not doing anything else. He's done it all. It's up to you now to believe it and apply this word. It is finished. Hallelujah, God. It is finished. Get on your knees. Lift up your voice to heaven. Whatever it is, this is time to celebrate God because it is finished. Whatever it is finished. You don't have to be sad, depressed, and weeping in a well. It is finished. But you got to believe God. God said the church doesn't believe me yet. That's why we have defeated Christians. You all don't believe yet. You all don't believe yet. You don't believe yet. Let the believers stand up and praise God. If you believe him, you stand up and you praise. Hallelujah. If you believe, you'll stand up and praise God. Otherwise, I'm going to get some oil and anoint you. Believers. This is war, people of God. This is war. This is war. Do you believe it? Deliverance is in this place. Healing is in this place. Jesus said, it's finished. I believe Jesus. He said, it's finished. I'm going on with Jesus. It is finished. Praise us, praise. Praise us, praise. When the praises go up, God rain down blessings. Jesus said, I believe Jesus, it is finished. It is finished. Healing, sickness, it's finished, y'all. Somebody said, I can stop throwing shade now. It is finished. you're going through. But God, have you praised this day? It is finished. Whatever your story is, if you praise this day, God said, it is finished. Somebody sing. I don't doubt God. I know too much about God. Thank you, God. It is finished. If you want your breakthrough, God is saying to someone, praise me now, and it will be over for you. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but it is finished. You have to believe it, though. You got to believe it. But if you don't believe it, it won't work for you. So give them a few more minutes. Somebody may have to get their praise out to get their deliverance out. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me. God, bless your people. However they praise you, whether they lift up holy hands or just whisper, God, send down that blessing now. Rain down on them, God, because they believe you. Your blessing is on the way. Your blessing is on the way. Hallelujah. Your blessing is on the way. Come on, you all. You need God to do something. Praise him and believe it is done. God said it is finished. I believe God. It is finished. It is finished. Some people don't believe it yet. Let's give them a moment. Some people don't believe yet. God, I stand for all the unbelievers and I dance. I dance for them, Lord God. You'll set them free this day. Thank you, Lord God. Heal, Lord God. Sweep through here, Holy Spirit, and meet the needs of your people, because Jesus said, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. Amen. We thank God for the move of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you believe it? God has done all that he's going to do. We just must believe it and follow his will, his way, and his word. His word is clear. If we abide in him and his word abide in us, we can ask anything and he'll do it for us. Are you abiding this morning? Are you really abiding this morning? Are you seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness really this morning? Please stand all over the sanctuary.